Welcome to Getting Dimensional. I'm your host, Carol Amaya Lefebvre. At its core, light language is light of the soul, the divine expression of higher selves that bypasses limitations and the analytical mind. It can take various forms, including the spoken word, hand gestures, symbols, writing, photographs. But regardless of its form, light language carries a potent energetic frequency, and it helps shift the consciousness. So what are the benefits of light language in our daily lives? And how do we connect to the realms of light language to support our spiritual journey? That's what we're going to be talking about today. So let's dive in and get dimensional. Where to start? This is an interesting subject. Light language can act as a powerful catalyst for healing on all levels, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. And when we engage in light language, we're tapping into the innate wisdom of our souls. We're accessing energetic blueprints for health, balance, wisdom, and wholeness. It can serve as a tool for releasing energetic blocks, old patterns that no longer serve us. And by channeling these high frequencies, we're able to dissolve layers of stagnant energy and open ourselves up to greater levels of flow and alignment. And if we don't channel light language, being activated, I guess I would say, with light language can also have all these same benefits. What I've discovered is that one of the most profound benefits of light language is to facilitate spiritual awakening and expansion. As we engage in transmissions or become a part of these transmissions, we are invited to remember that the true nature of divine beings of light is our connectedness to creation and to all that is. And light language acts as a bridge between these realms, the realms of the unseen, and it guides us back to the remembrance of our divinity. So cool. Many practitioners of light language believe that it carries healing, transformation, spiritual energies, and it does. We may use it for purposes of channeling divine messages, facilitating energetic healing, connecting with higher dimensional beings, different aspects of the consciousness, and just activating spiritual awakening or expansion. Experiencing light language is very different from person to person. It's generally a deep, intuitive, heart-centered mode of communication, and it invites individuals to connect with inner wisdom, their spiritual essence, and cosmic consciousness. Light language can be communicated through different mediums. Let's talk about the mediums that light language can be communicated through. Some of them can be different frequencies that convey light language and activations within symbols, within shapes, certain colors, the colors of the new earth. Energetic patterns can be encoded with information that is meant to transmute, heal, guide, and even act as a spiritual catalyst. Individuals can use photographs, and that can be a form of visual transmission. It can also come through sound, and an actual language of sound can be shot through the air or spoken that activates people. There's a huge collection of ways that it can be transmitted. I can't tell you how many people have commented on my photos about the deep sense of love, peace, awakening, and connection to nature that they feel when they're looking at them. I even had a friend at one time try to convince me to print photos on stock paper and sell them. To be honest, I didn't even realize I was transmitting light language for years. So bizarre. If you know me, you know that I have an affinity to nature. I'm in the forest every single day, and I take a lot of photographs. And I've noticed that when I take photographs, the same photograph that another person might take, mine are very different. They have light orbs and frequencies that show up when the exact same photograph is taken by someone else and it doesn't show up. This mystified me for the longest time. And I think there was something up with my phone. I'm like, yeah, well, it's probably just this phone. And people would comment, oh my God, I can't believe you captured those light codes in your photographs. Well, it turns out it wasn't my phone, because since then I've purchased a new phone and it keeps coming through. I pondered this for a long time. I asked my guides, you know, what's going on here? How come I can capture these? And one day the answer came to me. I was listening to Richard Redd and I was exploring my Gene Keys profile. And I realized and was listening to Gene Key 62, and I have a couple placements of Gene Key 62. And he was talking about love language and light language and how this Gene Key 62 in your profile gives you the ability to communicate with clarity and precision, and it can be a translator for different things. And I wasn't really sure what that meant. The Gene Key is called the esoteric translator. So I started putting two and two together, and I'm like, oh, if this Gene Key activates my ability to transmit light language, this must be what I'm doing through my photographs. This is also the Gene Key that allows us to break things down in a clear way. And my whole life, people have commented on the many ways I use my words and how I can organize and explain esoteric concepts in a simple way that makes it easy for them to understand. Getting that piece of information by looking at my Gene Keys profile was a really big aha moment, because it really did help put some pieces together for me. I definitely recommend that you look up Richard Rudd and the Gene Keys. You can get your profile for free online. And I just bought all the books. I dove right in and learned so much about myself. Similar to human design, it's kind of a spin-off. Now that I realize that I'm actually using light language, I can see how I attract it to myself through nature and through art, which allows me to share with others and transmute it and transmit it into the collective. When it comes to light language, it's important to note that everybody's interpretation and reception of things can vary. We all have different perceptions. We resonate energetically with different things. Some things will hit people in the heart. Other things may, they might look at it and just feel this sense of peace and not really know why. I have one person who commented that when she sees my photographs, she just feels like she's there. She's right there, which is awesome, because being in nature and feeling the energy of nature is so healing on so many ways. Another form of light language is it being written. And I have somebody who's come into my life who does light language using symbols and glyphs, and they have really cool transmissions. And I'm going to leave a link for them below so that you can go in and take a look at some of her light language and just see what she does. And light language gives us access to multidimensional aspects of ourselves. And her light language She's pulling in multidimensional symbols that are helping her communicate and tie people into different and higher aspects of themselves. Again, clearing the old things in their lives that don't serve them anymore and prepping them for connecting to these higher aspects of themselves. It's quite brilliant. Often when practitioners are writing light language and making symbols, they almost enter into a trance-like state and connect to these higher dimensional realities, consciousness, and their spiritual guides. When they're connecting to you, they're connecting to your guides, and they're transmitting things that would be supportive for you personally. They can use their hand as a movement, and they create these symbols and patterns, and it just exudes this real magic. Very, very cool. There are some practitioners who actually speak light language, and it's quite interesting. You can feel it. For me, I don't resonate as much with that as I do the visual, but anybody who is tuned into the audio parts of their brain and their being, they would really connect with the spoken word and that usage of light language. And just listening to it can create activations within your being. And there are lots of examples of light language being spoken on YouTube. So you can look up some YouTube. So you can search YouTube for light language and find something spoken and see if you resonate with that. I just want to go through a few ways that light language is transmitted. So we just talked about the spoken or the vocal, and that is the practitioner makes sounds, tones, syllables that are not part of our recognizable language. And they channel these energies and frequencies that carry healing and activation through spiritual messaging. Other practitioners use movement. It's movement-based light language, and it involves using hands and gestures, body positions, and they again send these energetic transmissions into the universe, and they receive these energetic transmissions. So they're basically receiving, intuiting, allowing it to pass through their body and then go to the person who is there. Some practitioners express light language through visual art, paintings, drawings, digital art. And these artworks contain symbols, colors, patterns that resonate with specific frequencies of light language. And that invites the viewer to connect to higher dimensional energies. For years, I have sold some of my paintings. I'm not an artist by any stretch of the imagination. I've never taken an art class. I wouldn't say that my art is beautiful, although a lot of people just fall in love with it. I started off by creating art just to get out of my head, and people started looking at it and asking me if I sold it. And I've sold so many art pieces, and I could never really understand that either. Sort of like my photographs. I'm like, why are people buying this? And sometimes I'll post something and I'll get an email or a text or a message saying, I absolutely want to take those off your hands. They open my heart. There's just something about them I love. I have to have them. And they'll purchase them from me. I realize now that I'm embedding all these paintings with light language, because when I paint, I completely get out of who I am on this 3D conscious level, and I allow source to come through me. And it feels really great to paint, even though I have no idea what I'm doing. I just do whatever I'm guided to do. And sometimes I'll hear, use orange, and I'll put orange there, and I'll go, I don't know why I'm putting orange. It doesn't look like it works for me. And I'll create these pieces that hit people in different chakras, and they just fall in love and purchase them. I remember people on my Facebook making comments going, how are you selling so many of these art pieces? Because they were artists and they did amazing, beautiful stuff. And they weren't selling anything. And here I was just doing what I do. And yeah, everyone was falling in love. Again, I didn't know at the time that I was expressing light language. And now I realize how impactful those paintings have been and how much they've supported other people in their lives. I see the shift in the people who have purchased some of my art. And I don't get out there and sell it. It's not on my website. It's not anything that I go, okay, I'm going to sell art. I make myself a couple pieces of art a year. And then when the feng shui changes for the next year, I only have so much space in my house. So I usually just take down what's not working for me anymore. I make a new couple pieces, and then I post it on Facebook that I'm releasing these. That's it. I'm not putting any energy into it. And this is not something that I want to do for a living. It just happens. And I think that's the same with the photos. I certainly don't sell them. I post them on my Facebook. People fall in love. And that's just my way of contributing and giving back, the same as this podcast is. I'm not doing this podcast to sell my work, to sell who I am, to try and get sessions. I'm doing this podcast so that I can help the collective and help humanity shift to a higher frequency. That is my only intention. Let's talk about sacred geometry. I love sacred geometry. I'm not very good at doing it myself, but I totally love geometric patterns, and I see them in nature all the time. This is also another way that light language is expressed. And you'll find that some practitioners will meditate on sacred geometry shapes, and then they will produce these amazing pieces. I just totally resonate with them. And this is also another amazing form of light language. Let's talk about how you know that something is transmitting light language and the energetic frequencies, because a lot of this is intuitive. So one of the things is the energetic sensations that you may feel. So you may feel a tingling, a warmth, a sense of energy moving through your body when someone is transmitting light language, or you see a painting or a photograph that has light language transmitting that energy out. Light language can bring emotional responses such as joy, peace, the sense of resonance, and gives a person that lifted feeling. Visual and sensory experiences. Some people see colors and shapes when they're looking at a painting or something that is visual. Others may experience more of an auditory sensation, such as hearing tones and melodies that accompany the transmission that aren't really meant to be there, but they're picking all this undertone up. Intuitive knowing is a real strong inner sense that you just know. And this communication is nonverbal. It's just a deep connection inside of yourself. When you look at something, hear something, feel something, and you just know, boom, this is affecting me positively in so many awesome ways. Other people have physical reactions. They may get warm. They may feel a deep sense of relaxation. They might feel their energy field just expanding really, really huge as they embrace the light language and allow it to penetrate deeply inside of them. And this is very personal for everybody. There's no right or wrong. This is just how we individually attune to frequencies and pick them up. Everybody has a different way of experiencing it and resonating with it. When you find it, you'll know. I'd like to talk about some of the benefits of light language. The first one is an energetic healing that happens. It helps clear blockages, release stagnant energy, restore balance back to the body, and promotes basically an overall well-being and vitality. Emotional release is also another form of healing, and a lot of practitioners will make sure they provide a safe space that's supportive, where you can just cry and release when the energies of the light language hits you. It can move stored emotions, trauma, limiting beliefs, and help you bounce back to a state of inner peace. A real cool one is spiritual awakening. It acts as a catalyst for spiritual awakening and expansion and helps individuals connect to their higher selves, their guides. And I certainly have seen this with paintings. I remember painting this giant painting at one time, and every time people would come to the house, they could see faces inside and connect to oneness consciousness and their guides. A lady who owned a yoga studio fell in love with that painting, and I traded it for 6 months of yoga sessions. I still kick myself a little bit for letting that piece go, because it was such an activation piece. Every time someone looked at it, something magical would happen to them. So it will help you connect to higher aspects of yourself and your guides. Light language can open doors and help transcend limitations of the ego and access higher dimensions. So it can expand our perception, increase our insight, and awaken dormant pieces of ourselves and our consciousness. Another really cool thing that I love about light language is that it is a DNA and light body activation. It doesn't matter what form it takes. When you see a photograph, see a painting, listen to light language, look at light language codes, any type of light language will activate dormant strands of DNA within your being and your consciousness and help you move to a higher spiritual evolution and ascension. Light language is universal. It is what the angels, what the guides, what different beings use to communicate, and it is done on a subconscious, energetic level. It bypasses any barriers that you have. So light language will always support healing on multidimensional levels on different aspects of ourselves. Being in the presence of light language can enhance your creativity, your intuition, your manifestation abilities. It helps people to tap into the creative potential within themselves and into higher realms to be able to manifest their desires easier and with more clarity. So that is also very cool. It is a big connector. So even just being in the presence of light language, whether you're visually looking, whether you're listening, whether you are just laying down, having a light language practitioner work on you, it connects us and dissolves the separation. It brings a deeper sense of love, compassion, unity, and supports us in being in the world in a more kind, loving space. And isn't that what we all need? Overall, the benefits of light language are vast and profound. offering individuals a powerful tool for healing, transformation, and spiritual growth. I encourage you to explore and embrace light language and see how it works for you and how it fits into your life, what resonates with you, what doesn't. I want to thank you for joining me today on Getting Dimensional. I'm your host, Carol Amaya Lefebvre. Let's all get out there and co-create a more luminous and harmonious reality with light language.